الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The point of benefit, the ruling on giving salam to a person in prayers. The ulama رحمهم الله differed on this issue into the following opinions. The first opinion that this is recommendable, that this is recommendable due to the general narrations about the merits of giving salam. The second opinion, it is allowable, but they said that it is not sunnah. Why? Because there is that which makes the person busy in salah, as came in the hadith, inna fi salati la shughla. There is what makes the person busy in salah. So the second opinion, that it is allowable but not a sunnah. The third opinion, that it is disliked because the musalli, the person in prayer, is busy, and that making salam, greeting him with salam, may drive him to speak, and this may end up nullifying his salah in accordance with the saying of some of the scholars who don't consider ignorance in this case as an excuse. So therefore the second or the third opinion, that it is disliked. And the fourth opinion, that it is preferable not to make the salam unless the person you intend to greet is from the people of knowledge who know the ruling. So, if the salam is made, then he may respond by al-ishara, by pointing. And this takes precedence over delaying the response till after the salam. Although some had said from the scholars that he delays till after the salam, but this may have a defect in the sense that the person who made the greeting may have already gone if he would wait till the end of the salam. So, in this case, therefore, it takes precedence to respond with the pointing. Now, the manner of pointing, the sunnah came with pointing with the finger, raising the finger, or with the hand, raising it and moving it backwards, or by nodding the head. These are the manners of response. This is the point of benefit regarding the greeting with salam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.